at my back as well. Crap. Staying pissy and rude to him was going to be childish now. However, I had a real child to think about, and getting involved with a dragon who had an ego the size of several states wouldn't fly. He would never accept my child, and I would never accept a man, even for one night, who would not want my son. Easy peasy. Or not. Chapter 10.
I will not open it. I will not open it. I will not open it.
I whispered frantically to myself as I tossed and turned to my enormous bed.
I will not open it.
The knocks at the door of my suite came hourly all night long, and hourly I ignored them. I knew he could bust it down if he felt so inclined, and I was fairly sure he had a key, but he waited for me to let him in, very undragon-like, his politeness. Even though he was keeping me up all night, confused me. Nikolai was a mass of contradictions. I couldn't let him in. If I did, I knew exactly what would happen. My focus had to be on the mission, not the missionary position. Not that I imagined something so bland would be Nikolai's position of choice. Sleep was impossible, so I simply counted the minutes until the short, sharp knocks would resume. He didn't disappoint, and he didn't give up. This was going to be a problem. The day dawned bright and chilly. I'd barely slept a wink, but for some reason my mind was clear. Most likely it was the newly acquired acceptance I'd gained from the dragons. It was a relief, and now that I had their trust, it was time to come clean and give them mine. I'd held back sharing the plans to empty my father's accounts and sell off his property holdings. I'd needed to withhold information in case the resistance rejected me. Nikolai would be unhappy that I'd held such an important card close to my chest. But so be it. Maybe he would get angry enough to leave me alone. Doubtful, but possible. Damn it. The thought of him giving up depressed me. Hell, I was a mess, and the day had just begun.
Your fighting was impressive last night, sir. Co-general.
Cade stuttered as heat crawled up his neck and landed on his handsome and now mortified face. Dima. Call me Dima, Cade, I told him with a grin as I shook his hand and looked around the command room. Thankfully, the animosity from the other dragons toward me was gone. I'll even answer to hey you as long as you're polite, but if you call me princess, I'll take your ass out.
I'm the only one allowed to call her princess, Nikolai said as he came up behind me and deftly moved me away from Cade.
What are you doing?
I hissed as he smiled and waved to the entering dragons, while pushing me across the room and away from everyone.
Listen to me, and listen to me carefully, he said tersely. Not real sure what's happening here, but I just wanted to tear the head off of my best friend. I've known Cade for 300 years. Because he was talking to you and you touched him, I wanted him dead where he stood. I don't like this. I don't understand it, but I'm having a hard time controlling it. Pun intended.
Glancing down, I realized he wasn't fibbing. The bulge in his pants was enormous, and my knees went weak. However, he was insane if he thought I wasn't going to speak with the male lieutenants. I was one half of the team leading these people. I needed to have their backs, and they needed to have mine. Not gonna fly, dude, I told him, slapping my hands on my hips and raising my defiant gaze to his. I'm not hitting on anyone here. Not that it would be any of your business if I was, but you will not tell me who I can speak with.
Do you like Cade?
He inquired stiffly.
He seems like a nice person, I replied with an eye roll.
Well, I like him a lot, and I really don't want to kill him. He's my closest friend other than my brother. So I would greatly appreciate if you're going to speak to him or any other male. You keep at least 6 to 10 feet between you and said male, he growled,
and then banged his head against the wall.
I can't even believe I'm saying this shit.
Neither can I said. Were you really going to kill him?
Yep, I was. I almost shifted right in the room, which would have blown the walls out. So until I figure out what the problem is, will you be a good girl and do as I ask?
He implored with his eyes closed and his hands in his hair.
What about Seth? I asked as I watched his brother enter the room.
What about him?
Can I talk to him? I snapped sarcastically. Nikolai glanced over at his brother and winced.
Not sure. I think I'm good with Lenny, but that might be it at the moment.
You know this will be a clusterfuck in a battle, I said as I watched Maria enter the room and peer around warily. I assumed she would avoid me. I would simply wait until she was ready to make the first move.
Yes, he growled. The thought has crossed my mind. I'll talk to Lenny and my mother after the meeting, and I'll get this fixed. In the meantime, don't talk to the men.
I can't.
Okay, he conceded with a groan. You can talk, but at a distance. And for God's sake, don't smile at any of them or touch them. That would equate to you being responsible for me having to burn them alive. We clear here?
He inquired with a pained expression. Yep, I told him as I very carefully walked away, hugging the wall so he didn't eliminate any of his friends, or God forbid, family.
Dima,
Seth called out as he crossed the room headed straight for me.
You were magnificent last night.
Oh, hell no, he was coming in for a hug. I ducked and tried to avoid the incoming affection, but Seth was persistent.
Stay away from her,
Nikolai bellowed. The room went silent, and everyone stared at me and then Nikolai, then me, and then Nikolai, as if we were opponents in a tennis match. If the stakes weren't so dire, I would have laughed.
I'm sorry, what?
Seth asked, confused as he backed away from me cautiously.
Dima has...
Nikolai started and clearly had no clue where to go.
A cold kind of thingy, of sorts.
I lied and then closed my eyes and shook my head in embarrassment. Dragons were impervious to disease. I was thinking on my feet, but my balance was way off because of the idiot with a monster erection who wanted to murder all the men in the room.
She's somewhat claustrophobic.
Nikolai came up with another appallingly ridiculous reason, and I bit back my laugh with effort.
Actually, it's that I'm, you know, dangerous because I sometimes light up like the 4th of July.
I tried again, completely at a loss for anything that made sense.
We were dragons, for God's sake. Fire didn't affect us at all.
With no warning, Nikolai added. So touching her could give someone a nasty, boo-boo.
He finished lamely, and then banged his head on the wall again.
You did not just say boo-boo,
I choked out on a strangled giggle.
Yes. Yes, I did,
Nikolai grumbled in disgust. Seth's smile practically split his face, and I thought I saw him give his mother and Lenny a look. What the hell was going on here? Did he know what Nikolai's murderous issue was about? If he did, he was going to fix it fast. I was clear that Nikolai preferred the male lieutenants in the room not be aware that they were at risk of being burnt to ash. I would respect that. But this had to end. Immediately.
All right, then.
Seth was still smiling.
Let's get down to business. I'd like to rearrange the seating a bit here so I can divide people into teams. Ladies, you'll be at the far end of the table, and gentlemen, you'll be on the near side. I'd like our generals to take the ends of the table. Dima, please follow my mother. And Nikolai, you will come with me.
I heaved a sigh of relief and watched Nikolai do the same. For the moment, everyone was safe. The dragons stood and followed Seth's directive without complaint. But they were still giving Nikolai and me strange looks. I didn't blame them. Seth clearly knew what was happening. I just hoped he could solve it quickly. Maria was to my right and refused to make eye contact. Now that I knew she was my brother's child, the resemblance was uncanny. I longed to touch her, but I didn't dare. She would come to me in her own good time, and I wouldn't force it. The thought that she'd survived over 400 years without my protection clawed at my insides, but she would never go unprotected again. I also had plans to teach her how to fight. She was a disaster waiting to happen.
I think we can make inroads if we can get to the king's finances,
Cade said as he opened a laptop and began pulling up spreadsheets.
That's next to impossible. We've tried,
another lieutenant named John said.
His accounts are worldwide and...
Can I stop you? I asked as Nikolai tensed and watched me like a frickin' hawk. Ignoring his ridiculous behavior, I went on. I was going to bring this up today. Until I had your trust, I held back some of the plans I already have in motion. I'm comfortable with including you now.
Go on,
Nikolai said as his lips thinned with displeasure. Maybe I could piss him off so much he wouldn't want to kill his buddies. My father's accounts and properties are being hacked as we speak. My plan was to strip him of all assets and let his regime crumble. His wealth and properties are his hoard. Destroy the dragon's hoard, destroy the dragon. In the chaos that would ensue as his inner circle and army were no longer funded, I was going to strike.
Alone? Seth asked, appalled.
Nikolai's fist hit the table and he swore viciously. All eyes in the room turned to me. I wasn't sure if he was angry I'd withheld the information or if it was me going in Rambo style to kill my father.
That's not the best plan I've ever heard, dear, Elena said kindly as she patted my hand. However, now you have the resistance behind you and you've opened up a very fortuitous opportunity for us.
I smiled and let out an audible sigh of relief, but it was a bit premature.
Let me get this straight,
Nikolai said so calmly, most dragons at the table blanched.
You are going to go in alone and take out your father.
Yes, I said. Your hearing is outstanding.
Your death wish is extreme,
he shot back angrily.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'd had about enough of the dictator at the end of the table. I have a small window of time in which to accomplish my goal, I ground out. As of a week ago, I was on my own, just as I have been most of my life. Now I have an army behind me. I'm no longer going in solo. Drop it. I'd be happy that my father will be in financial ruin shortly.
I won't drop it until you tell me why you have such a specific window,
Nikolai stated as he sat back and crossed his arms over his massive chest. Not important and none of your business, I informed him and then ignored him. Back to the matter at hand. My friend Junior is a computer hacking genius. I had most of the passwords, so it saved some time. We're also going after the land and all offshore accounts.
Junior?
One of the females named Lena asked. He's an alpha werewolf, and before anyone makes a disparaging remark, please understand I will smack down hard on any of you who speak poorly of my friends. I'm part of a very mismatched pack, including werewolves, vampires, and werecows. They accepted me and me, when no one else would, and I would die for them.
Did she say werecows?
I heard someone whisper.
She did,
another whispered back. I did. They exist. No thanks to my father's hatred of them, and they're wonderful, I inform the room. I also think at this point I should ask Junior to come here. It would be faster and safer for all of us for me not to be communicating with him by phone. I'm using an untraceable burner, but still.
So you'll be quite rich when all is said and done, Princess, Nikolai commented in an unpleasant tone.
I put my head down for a brief moment so I didn't zap his ass to hell with a fiery blast. I'm already rich, I countered coldly. I've earned every cent I have legally. Every last bit of money that's gained by wiping out the monarchy is going to charity and to research a cure for the wolves that my father had a hand in trapping in their shifted form, asshole. Lenny's eyes shot to mine, and he looked at me curiously. In fact, all eyes were on me, and they were baffled.
What the hell's the problem here? I demanded. Are all of you so prejudiced that you have a problem with the wolves? They're saving our asses.
I can vouch for the wolves and the vampire, Seth said, much to my relief. They're trustworthy and have no issue with us.
Looks were traded amongst the dragons. A few questions were asked, and even though they were wary, they also seemed fine with the strange turn of events.
So with your blessing, I'd like to have Junior come here, I told the table.
You don't need our blessing, child, Elena said. You're leading us along with Nikolai, and we will follow.
Is Junior the big one that hugged you on the beach? Nikolai demanded as he stood up looking quite murderous.
Yep, said with a grin, and my middle finger lifted. He sure is.
Meeting adjourned,
Seth said quickly as he pushed his brother back down in his chair.
Cade, I want you to run drills with our people. After the less than stellar performance last night, I'm concerned many of them are not ready to fight.
Yes, sir.
Cade bowed and then saluted.
Dima, I'm very glad you're here, and I'd like to personally apologize for any disrespect that I've shown.
The others nodded in agreement with Cade's statement of regret.
Thank you, I said. However, trust must be earned, and I probably would have behaved the same. We're not a race that puts faith in much.
And that needs to change, Lenny said as he stepped up next to me and put a hand on my shoulder. My hand whipped to Nikolai, who was watching with narrowed eyes. His audible sigh of relief at being fine with Lenny near me was a good sign that he might be getting over his bizarre problem.
Lenny, Mother, Nikolai, and Dima, Seth said. Please stay.
As the dragons dispersed, Maria approached me tentatively.
Can I talk to you?
She asked. My heart soared, but I kept my expression neutral.
Yes,
I can arrange that.
Now?
She looked like a lost child to me, not the man magnet I thought her to be. Turning to Seth, I implored him with my eyes. If she wanted me, I was going. She might change her mind if I put her off.
Go, Seth said with a smile and a nod. I will speak with you later.
I will speak with her,
Nikolai cut in and gave his brother a glare.
Not you. Dima, go with Maria to your suite. Talk to her, and then lock yourself in.
Are you serious?
I asked as sparks of fire began to burst from my fingers.
Completely,
he shot back with sparks of his own bouncing around the room.
If you have a problem with that, I'd be happy to put you in lockdown for a few hours. Your choice.
Here's what you can lock down, little mister, I growled. You can lock down your big, fat, ridiculous ego, or you can shove it up your ass. Either will work for me.
Grabbing a confused Maria by the hand, I stomped from the room. I was sure I heard Elena and Lenny's laughter following us out, but I was too furious to take any pleasure in it. Nikolai was treading on very thin ice. No one was the boss of me, except me. Chapter 11.
So what's the deal with you and Nikolai?
Maria asked as we sat awkwardly together on the couch in my suite. That was certainly a loaded question to start our relationship off. Buying time, I fluffed all four pillows on the couch and then hopped up and grabbed two bottles of water. What the hell was the deal with me and Nikolai? My dragon and my human had completely different opinions on the subject. Avoidance was silly, so I sat back down and examined the floral material of the couch while I figured out how to answer Maria's query. The living quarters at the compound were nice, and I was very aware I'd been given a coveted suite. It was comfortable and quiet and worked for me. Thankfully, there was a kitchenette because I'd been eating alone due to my overwhelming lack of popularity. However, now that everything was changing for the better, I was excited to go to the mess hall. But mostly, I was excited to be sitting with my niece, even though her question made me uncomfortable. I'd considered talking to her outside on a bench to shove it in Nikolai's face, but the lives of real people were possibly at stake, and I wasn't that heartless or stupid. Well, I replied, tilting my head to the side and considering my response carefully. I could ask you the same question.
Me and Nikolai?
She snorted with laughter.
Oh no, that would never be. We all vie for his attention, but he treats us like sisters.
You're not in love with him?
Not in the real sense of the word. I love him because he saved my life, but I'm not in love with him,
Maria explained.
He's not my true mate. I'm waiting for my true mate.
Ignoring my confusing sense of relief that she wasn't in love with Nikolai, I hesitated to tell her she might be waiting a very long time for her true mate. And I also realized I owed Nikolai a huge debt for the life of my niece. Frickin' great. More complications I didn't need. There were also a few things she had to know. Today.
Maria, rarely does a dragon ever mate with their destined one. We're too violent.
Most of the time our true mate is dead long before we have the chance to meet.
I know this,
she agreed, pulling her knees to her chest and wrapping her arms around them.
But I have a feeling my mate is out there.
You have to mate with someone before you turn 500 or you die, I told her, blocking out the fact that I was only months away.
Why? This is news to me.
Her eyes grew wide with surprise, and she sat forward in doubt and anger. I don't know why, I told her, pressing my temples, and giving her the same answer my mother had given me hundreds of years ago. But for those in our line, it's just the way it is. The royal dragons got stuck with the short end of the stick in more ways than I can count.
That's ludicrous!
She was outraged. I couldn't have agreed with her more. However, knowledge was power, and she needed to know.
Yep, but it's true. You still have time. How many of us are of the royal dragon line?
Me and you, I lied.
Telling her about Daniel was risky at this point. I wanted her to know, but she was still too new to me. The thought of him having real family after I was gone was heartening, but I needed more time with her. She nodded and picked at her fingernails. Should I just start talking?
Did I wait for her to start?
I'd just dropped a bomb on her, and sadly, I had plenty more where that came from. Crap. This was uncharted territory. Parenting, especially a 485-year-old niece, was the hardest job I'd ever had. Taking on an army of dragons was easier than this.
You know, you can ask me anything, I told her quietly.
Again, she nodded. I'm not sure I'm ready to hear things that will make me upset yet. The whole you're going to die at 500 thing will take a while to digest. I kind of just want to be with you.
I get that. I said, thankful not to have to go into any more horrid stories today. I will tell you this. Your father was an amazing man, and I knew your mother as well. She was lovely, and they adored each other.
I remember my mother saying my father was her true mate. It's another reason I want to wait for mine. Not that their story turned out so great, but
I hear that finding your true mate is like nothing we can imagine. It's supposed to be absolute perfection. I said, wanting her to have solace that her parents were happy for whatever little time they had together. However, I added with a laugh as I remembered the distant past, they knocked heads tremendously in the beginning. Eventually, your mom had my big bad brother eating out of the palm of her hand. It was all kinds of awesome.
Maria's smile brightened my day considerably. Do you know what happens when you find your true mate? She asked as she unfolded her long body and scooted close.
Nope. Not a clue. I've heard stories over the years, but it kind of sounds like fiction to me.
We sat in comfortable silence and stared at each other until we both started to giggle. She touched the mark at the base of my neck that matched hers and laid her head on my shoulder. She was a beautiful woman, and I longed to know her story, but she would tell me when she was ready.
Can I hug you? I asked.
Yes, I would like that, she replied. I took her in my arms, and I could swear I felt my brother Sean smiling down on me. It was surreal and so moving, my eyes filled with tears. I would keep Maria close for the rest of the time I had, and then I would make sure there was someone to watch over her.
You hug like a mom should,
Maria whispered as she buried her face in my neck.
That's because I am a mom, I said, and then stiffened and froze.
I have a cousin? She asked, pulling back with a grin of excitement and wide eyes.
My stomach clenched. The more people that knew about Daniel, the more danger he was in. But she was of his blood and mine.
Yes, I said slowly. You do. He's four, and he's my world. But no one knows of him. Until my father is dead, it has to stay that way. Please.
You have my word, Maria said solemnly. I swear to you on my life.
Thank you. I was still distressed I'd let Daniel's identity slip, but my gut told me she could be trusted.
When this is all over, can I meet him?
Absolutely.
He has blonde hair, just like you.
And his father? She asked and then blanched.
Oh my God, does Nikolai know you're mated?
Nikolai is not privy to my private business, nor will he ever be, I stated firmly. And no. I was not mated to Daniel's father. He was a lovely man I barely knew. My father had him killed when he discovered I'd shown interest in someone. Daniel's father never even knew I was pregnant. Some might argue that Daniel was an accident. He's not. He's my greatest accomplishment.
Your father is a fuck,
Maria hissed as she swiped at a few stray tears that had escaped her eyes.
This is true, I agreed, not chastising her for her language, or reminding her the abomination was also her grandfather. In this particular case, she was accurate.
Was Daniel's father your true mate? She asked as she placed her hand on my cheek for comfort. It reminded me so much of Daniel that I sighed with longing for him.
No, he wasn't. He was kind, and we were attracted to each other. End of story. But he wasn't my true mate. I think I could have been happy with him. But I wasn't given the chance to find out.
I'm really sorry, Maria said and took my hands in hers. However, as strange and alarming as all this is, I think I'm glad you found me. The whole dying at 500 thing is a bit unsettling, but at least I know.
Her wording was on target, and I agreed wholeheartedly. The universe had an unusual way of bringing people together. The timing wasn't what I would have chosen, but I was grateful all the same.
I know, I'm very glad I found you. It was Lenny who actually brought us together, so we owe him a beer.
Lenny has spoken more in the time you've been here than all the years I've known him, Maria said with pursed lips and a little laugh. And he drinks scotch, not beer.
I'll keep that in mind, I replied. He's an odd duck, but I like him. I always thought warlock dragons were a myth.
Lenny was held prisoner and tortured by the son of a bitch king for hundreds of years. Nikolai freed him about 75 years ago, and they've been a team with Seth and Elena ever since.
I stared down at my hands and inhaled deeply to hold on to my composure. Was there any dragon alive that my father's despicable ways hadn't touched? I was beginning to think not. How could one single man have wielded so much power for so long?
That makes me ill, but I'm glad you told me, I said, running my hands through my hair. How about I join you for dinner tonight in the mess hall? Right now, I need a little time to think, and I need to make plans to bring a wolf into the dragon's den.
Can I call you Aunt Dima? Maria asked with a chuckle.
I answer to pretty much anything, I told her with a grin.
But Aunt Dima sounds damn fine to me.
After my niece left, I locked, chained, and bolted the door behind her. I didn't need any more surprises today. Talking about my father made every muscle in my body tense. A nice long hot shower wouldn't solve my problems, but it might relax the ball of tension that had been my constant companion as of late.
I'm glad to see you can follow directions.
Oh my God!
I screeched as I wrapped the towel I was wearing tighter around my naked, wet body.
How in the hell did you get in here?
My eyes flew to the door. It was still locked, chained, and bolted. Nikolai was as smug as I'd ever seen him, and he'd made himself far too comfortable on my couch. Unfortunately, he also looked hotter than hell. All sexy, bad boy dragon.
You didn't lock the window, he said with a casual shrug and a lopsided grin. When you didn't answer your door, I became concerned for your welfare and took it upon myself to protect you.
I call bullshit. You do this for all your people? I snapped.
But of course, he replied silkily, especially the ones I want to see naked.
You're disgusting, I spat,
torn between wanting to tear his head from his shoulders or drop my towel and dive on top of him.
And you can show your man whore ass to the door immediately. Before I zap it so hard you won't sit for a week.
That's not nice,
he said as he reclined on my couch and put his feet up. He looked ridiculous. My couch was small and floral. He was enormous and all male. I had to bite back my grin at his audacity. There was no way I was going to let him win anything.
I'm not a man whore. You can ask anyone here.
The status of your sex life is not my concern, dragon.
I lied through my teeth. My inner dragon was furious with me. She wanted to jump the sexy god on the couch, and she was making no bones about it. The rational side of my brain began to reason out why it wouldn't be such a bad idea. I mean, who would know? Our attraction was off the scale, and I hadn't been with a man since Daniel's father. If I was going to die in the near future, why shouldn't I have a little fun?
What in the hell was happening to me? Never in my life had I thought with my lower region. I was practical. I was a mom, for the love of Pete. I had no time to dally with an arrogant dragon. It didn't matter that he had a damn 8-pack stomach, stupidly kissable lips, or a bulge in his jeans that was mind-boggling. He was my partner in a war, not in the bedroom. Sex would make things messy.
What's going on in that devious mind of yours? Nikolai asked.
His eyes followed me with undisguised lust, and his lopsided grin made my tummy flip.
Nothing, I said as I dropped the towel and yanked on some sweatpants and a t-shirt. If he was rude enough to break in, I'd be rude, or stupid enough to show him exactly what he couldn't have.
Nikolai sat up ramrod straight and swallowed hard.
Women don't think about nothing, he said calmly.
but his glowing eyes belied his unfazed tone. Only men do.
Why are you here?
I demanded as I took the seat across the room from him. My strip show had kind of backfired. I was so wildly turned on, I no longer trusted myself.
He needed to say his piece and get the hell out. Are you over your Cro-Magnon thing?
Interesting, you should ask. He stood and began to pace the room. The short answer is no, and apparently I won't be over it any time soon unless...
Unless what?
I asked warily, as I sat on my hands to keep them from pulling my shirt over my head and begging him to touch me. I closed my eyes tightly to ward off the lightheadedness that had come over me. My body felt like one large heartbeat. Had I started to die before my 500th birthday? Shit. This was not in my plan. My father was alive, and I needed to see Daniel and say goodbye if this was the end. But first, the man I wanted and could never have needed to leave. It would be all kinds of horrific if I croaked during illicit sex with a dragon I didn't even like.
Seth says we're mating.
I'm sorry, what? I choked out. That's bullshit.
Death was more welcome than this news.
I couldn't mate with Nikolai. My God, if my life was spent avoiding speaking to men at all costs, I'd rather be 6 feet under. And Daniel? Would he kill my son out of jealousy?
Yes, my thoughts exactly. However, I've been convinced that we have no choice, so I'm good with it.
You're what? I shouted as I jumped to my feet. This was not happening.
Do you have water in your ears from your shower?
His eyebrows were raised, and he was trying not to smile.
I said, we're in the beginning stages of a true mating. I'm fine with this, and think we should seal the deal.
You think we should seal the deal? I growled as my hands lit up on fire and thin tendrils of smoke wafted from my nose.
Maybe another time, he offered with a delighted grin.
He didn't even attempt to hold back his laughter. You are not my true mate. I don't even like you, I shouted. You don't like me. We hate each other.
Nikolai shrugged and chuckled. Thin line between love and hate, princess. I hope you're half as much of a spitfire in bed as you are out of it. As for liking each other, you're growing on me, and I've wanted you from the moment I saw you. You're mine, like it or not.
Not, I hissed. If you were my true mate, you would respect me. You wouldn't try to kill every man who said hello.
I beg to differ, Nikolai said tightly as he clenched his fists. Apparently that's exactly what happens until we mate, according to my mother and Seth. They've warned the Weir of our situation.
You're kidding me,
I screeched as I backed up and overturned the chair I'd been sitting on.
We're a situation now?
Sparks were flying all over the room, and I had to duck as an aggressive flame shot from my fingers and bounced right back at me. This was all wrong.
Yes, I was physically attracted to him. Yes, I secretly respected him. Yes, I wondered what he looked like naked fairly often.
Yes, my inner dragon wanted to claim him, but
when he found out I had a son. No, I said as I backed farther away from him, even though every instinct I had was to run to him.
Was this love?
No,
this was lust.
I was horny, and he was hot. Period. Love was earned, just like respect. I couldn't love someone I didn't know and could barely tolerate. Ridiculous.
It was Nikolai's turn to be shocked.
Did you say no?
Yes,
wait, he said, pressing his temples and letting his head fall back on his shoulders.
You said no, and then you said yes. Most of my blood has left my brain and is visiting my dick at the moment. You need to be a bit more clear.
I let my chin drop to my chest, and I bit down hard on my lip so I didn't laugh. This was not funny. The very fact that I was enjoying this ludicrous exchange meant I needed my head examined.
No, I will not mate with you.
You can do that,
he asked, wildly confused.
I just did,
I replied as my insides rioted, furious I was going against nature and fate.
Do you have any clue how many women would be delighted to be my mate?
He bellowed as burning energy flowed off of him and added to the stream of fire dancing around the room.
I'm a very good catch, and I'm hung like a damned horse.
Oh my God,
I shouted back.
Are you really trying to woo me with your dick size and the list of women you bedded?
No,
he shouted, and then banged his head against the wall in frustration.
I was just, I don't think that came out right.
You think?
I snapped. Riding the chair, I glanced around the room and cringed. It was scorched and smoking. We were dangerous together. The longer we were trapped in here, the more chance we had of burning the entire compound to the ground.
I've got it,
Nikolai announced grandly.
You want to be wooed? Then I shall woo you. I have no idea how to do this because I've never had to, but how hard can it be?
I was stunned to silence. Was he insane?
I'll get my mother to help me. She's a woman. I will woo the living hell out of you, and then you'll have no choice to straddle me and ride me until we're both blind.
He said, very satisfied with his appalling plan.
Great. I will meet you for dinner, and we will have a date in the mess hall.
Wear something baggy and unattractive so the men won't stare. Until we exchange dragon fire and mate, no one is safe. Did you by any chance bring a ski mask where only your eyes show?
Are you serious?
I asked in a strangled tone, shocked my voice worked at all.
Very. No worries. I have one, and you will wear it.
With that, he walked to my door and yanked it open. In his sheer excitement over his horrifying plan, he ripped it clean off its hinges and barely noticed. I sunk down in the chair and let my head fall to my hands. The thought of being wooed by the crazy idiot was the most terrifyingly wonderful thing I'd ever experienced. But the timing was beyond bad. No matter how much I was tempted to let the powerful dragon clumsily woo me, I couldn't let this happen. Something this monumental took time, years of time, and I only had a few months. I also had a son from another dragon, and that would be a sticking point that had no happy ending. My inner dragon hissed and snarled, reminding me that if I mated with Nikolai, I would have eternity, not simply a few more months. I was willing to mate with Seth because he accepted Daniel. He wasn't attracted to me in the normal sense, and if I was honest with myself, I was never really physically attracted to him either. It was his spirit and his kindness that appealed to me. I was attracted to Nikolai, and maybe there was a chance that if Seth accepted Daniel, that Nikolai would as well. Wait. Who was I kidding? Seth never had a thought in his mind to mate with me, and that's why Daniel posed no issue. There would be no mating. As soon as my father was dead, I was leaving. All the men in Nikolai's life would be safe if I left. It was a shitty plan for more reasons than I would ever admit to myself, but it was the only one I could come up with at the moment. Ignore what you can't have or change, and deal with what you can. I needed to get Junior up here. I needed his help, and I needed someone to talk to. God forbid getting any kind of rational advice about men and women from Junior. But it would be better than nothing. Focus on the goal. God, please help me focus on the goal.
Chapter 12. The mess hall was completely empty. What the hell time was it? I was sure the paperwork in the folder I'd received when I'd arrived said dinner was from 6 until 8. It was 6:15 and no one was here. Why was it deserted? And then it all became alarmingly clear. In the middle of the room was a table set for two. There were candles and roses and wine. Silver domes covered the fine china plates, and the food smelled heavenly. It was beautiful, and I was sure Nikolai had no hand in the decor. However, I was certain he had a hand in the absence of the other dragons. I pressed the bridge of my nose and tried not to laugh as the deadliest dragon in the world popped up from behind the table and flexed his considerable muscles while grinning like a dumbass. He was wearing his usual jeans that hugged his backside to perfection, but tonight he'd paired them with a green tailored shirt, and it was sinful. Damn it.
How am I doing?
He yelled across the mess hall.
It's a romantic dinner for two. My mother said this was the way to go. Personally, I think it's somewhat ridiculous. But if this is the way into your pants, I mean heart, we will do it every day.
You meant pants, I corrected him. He was right out of his mind.
You are correct, however. I'm sure that's not romantic, so let's pretend I didn't say it. Or at least, don't tell my mother.
Don't the other dragons need someplace to eat? I asked with an eye roll and a laugh as I glanced around the empty mess hall.
No worries. I ordered pizza, and they're all in the recreation area. I thought it would be nice for the weir to see us together, but my killing any male who looks at you could put a damper on things.
I can see how that wouldn't appeal, I said as I crossed the large dining room and approached the beautifully set table. You did this for me?
I did,
he announced proudly.
Actually, my mother Maria and Lenny did it while I ransacked my living quarters for a gift for you. However, I will take credit for everything.
Of course you will, I muttered.
Look at me, Dima. This may be funny to you, but trust me, I'm not playing any games here.
Silly, charming dragon guy disappeared, and in his place stood the man I couldn't get out of my head. He went from goofy dude to lady killer on a frickin' dime. It made me dizzy, and it made me want to run. Nikolai, we really need to deal with my father, and then we can discuss this, thing that might be happening here. I said, backing away as he came around the table, stalking me like prey. Ignoring my half-hearted protests, he gently took my arm and led me to the table. His hand on my bare skin sent pulses of heat just south of my belly button. He pulled out the chair and seated me. Brushing my long, wild red curls aside, he pressed his lips to my neck, and my body jerked violently in response.
Just imagine what would happen if my lips got to know the rest of your body,
he whispered in my ear. I gripped the table in sexually frustrated terror. His breath was warm and minty, and his scent drove me to distraction. Holy hell, with no one in here but us. There was a very fine chance I was going to tackle him and ride him like a human cowboy. This is a bad idea.
It's an outstanding idea, Nikolai countered,
as he poured me a glass of wine and a bourbon for himself.
You have to eat. You've been holed up in your suite all week. I'm excellent company. It's a win-win.
For who?
For my true mate and myself.
He stated as a smile pulled at his lips. I was riveted to his mouth as he raised his glass and took a sip of his drink. He was gorgeous, powerful, and he was good. Not kind like Seth, but as arrogant as Nikolai was, he made me feel safe. Shit. You've gone from being okay with the mate thing to actually wanting it? I squinted my eyes at him and tried to figure out his game. To give my nervous hands something to do, I removed the domes from the plates and put them aside. The food was even prettier than the table. Rare filet mignon with risotto and green beans with slivered almonds. I was ready to inhale the food. It was far more appealing than the microwave dinners I'd been eating all week.
Yep, he said as he sipped his bourbon and watched me over the rim of his glass. I actually had a suspicion you were mine when I was choking you in the parking lot in Chicago.
That's certainly a lovely memory, I said with a grunt of disgust.
It will be an interesting story to tell our children someday,
he agreed and placed his glass on the table. I ignored his statement completely and played with my food. My appetite was gone, and my skin felt clammy.
You don't like children,
he asked, noticing my uncomfortable silence. I love children, I said a little louder than I'd intended. I wouldn't have guessed you would like them.
You guessed wrong, princess.
Anyway, we need to just put this on hold and—
I'm a very good multitasker,
Nikolai said, smoothly cutting me off.
I've waited my whole life for my true mate, but never really believing I would find her. You're here, and you're mine.
Why have you been so hateful? I demanded, and then shook my head and put my hand up to halt his answer. Don't answer that. I don't want to know. I'm sorry that fate has given you me, but I can't do this.
Can't or won't?
Both. We silently stared at each other for a long moment, and then he smiled.
I'm winning, he said as he rested his elbows on the table and steepled his fingers.
No, you're not.
Am.
Not, I shot back with a giggle. God, you're like a four-year-old.
With an enormous dick.
He amended my description with a humble shrug and a wicked, sexy grin.
You really should see him. He's dying to meet you.
You refer to your dick as a separate person? I grimaced and laughed.
I do since he has his own zip code.
Nikolai's eyes gleamed with humor. But I'd seen the bulge, and he was fairly accurate. as to why I was so hateful. I didn't expect my true mate to be the daughter of the man who killed my sister. I didn't want it to be you.
I smiled humorlessly at the irony and took a healthy sip of wine. It was very difficult for a dragon to tie one on, but I was going to give it a shot. I'm not a prize. You should find someone better suited, I said, dropping my gaze to my lap. My father had killed my siblings as well. I lived with my hatred daily. I didn't even blame him for the way he felt about me.
Fate doesn't work that way, Dima. I want you. I wanted you when I thought I hated you. I couldn't understand it, and it infuriated me,
he said as he refilled my now empty wine glass.
My need has increased to something almost uncontrollable. My instinct is to pick you up, throw you over my shoulder, take you to my room, and make you mine. Right now.
You wouldn't dare, I huffed as I downed my wine and poured myself another. What the hell was wrong with me that his caveman scenario turned me on? I was a modern woman, not a damsel in need of a man.
Actually, I would. But Seth and Mother were quite clear that I'd be in the doghouse with you for several hundred years if I'd tried that method.
Thank God for that, I muttered and chugged the wine like it was water. Damn it, I wasn't even tipsy. I grabbed the bottle of bourbon and took a swig.
You can deny it all you want, but I can feel you, Dima. You want me as much as I want you. Stop playing games. It's beneath you,
Nikolai said as he took the bottle of liquor from my hands and put it out of reach.
It's the really good stuff, he said, referring to the bourbon. It gives me pain to watch you chug it. So get over whatever it is you have to get over, and let's go fuck.
Wow, that's the most romantic proposition I've ever received, I snapped sarcastically. Is that how you usually get the gals?
I usually don't have to get the gal, he replied with a shrug and a lopsided grin. You've made me work much harder than I normally would.
Too bad, so sad, but we are not happening.
Dima, Dima, Dima,
he said with pure delight in his voice.
You have challenged me and we are definitely happening. Clearly not tonight, because I have never forced a woman to come to my bed and I never will.
How noble of you.
It is, isn't it? And just so we're clear here, I will never force you even though my dragon is all but insisting on it.
Again, how noble of you. I said rudely, while my inner dragon danced inside me with joy at his crude plan.
You see, my true mate, I won't have to force you because you will come to me.
Nikolai sat back in his chair, crossed his arms over his chest and grinned with smug satisfaction. You're going to be waiting a very long time, I hissed and stood, knocking my empty wine glass to the floor with a crash.
Normally I would clean up the mess. But I had to go. Now.
I didn't trust myself to stay without making his appalling desire come to fruition. Every instinct I had roared through me and insisted I make him mine. It was terrifying and couldn't happen.
God, you're hot when you're pissed,
he yelled after me as I stomped out of the mess hall.
I'll leave my door unlocked.
He was an epic asshole, and hell would have to freeze over before I would beg him. Chapter 13.
Now let me get something straight here,
Junior said as he walked around the outdoor training ring with me.
I need to keep how much distance between us when we talk?
6 to 10 feet, I told him with an embarrassed shake of my head.
Oh, dang it. I'm going to use that one on the pack at home,
he said with a whistle of appreciation.
It crawls at my butt when I see guys talking to Sandy.
Oh my God. I gasped and stopped dead in my tracks. Do you think he's bullshitting me? Junior mulled it over for a moment and shook his head.
Nah, you dragons have got some weird shit going on. I'd have to guess that your Nikolai is real serious.
He's not my Nikolai, I insisted. He's an arrogant ass.
Whatever you say, Dima.
Junior smiled and kept walking. He wasn't on my side either. Initially, the dragons were wary of Junior until he let loose with his theory on how to return my father's land to all of the dragons it had been stolen from over the centuries. Some of the dragons my father had robbed were right here and part of the resistance. Junior had already obtained a good portion of the deeds,
and was in the process of reclaiming all of them. The redivision of land was solely Junior's idea. I wished I'd thought of it myself. It was brilliant, and the right thing to do. Those in doubt of his Mensa status shut the hell up when they discovered he was the genius behind the solution that prohibited the dragon shift. It made a few very uncomfortable, but in the end, everyone understood why another species would want to have a trick up their sleeve to defend themselves against us. We weren't the most popular houseguests.
I'm getting close to ruining the bastard, but probably need about a week to have it finished up. Working from here is a good idea. Lots of sensitive info coming through now, and I want you to see it.
Junior told me as he stopped and took a seat on a bench.
Nothing is obvious to them yet, and I'm keeping it that way. Even if they went looking, it's all status quo at the moment.
How'd you do that? I asked, impressed. Glancing around and not spotting Nikolai anywhere, I considered taking a seat next to Junior, but he was my friend, and I wouldn't risk his life. I settled myself on the grass about 15 feet away.
I'm just that good,
Junior explained with a humble shrug.
And to be honest, this is fun. Your dad's a damn bloodthirsty little peckerhead with no balls. Watching him fall will be a pleasure.
I'd never heard that description attributed to my father before. I'd never heard it used to describe anyone, for that matter. It was all kinds of awesome, and would make my father go ballistic. I tucked it away and prayed I'd get a chance to use that gem. So our plan is, once we bankrupt his organization and they're in chaos, we go in and take him out, I told Junior. We would never have had this chance without you. You've made it possible for dragons to live normal lives.
Now, normal is a relative word,
Junior teased as he shrugged off my praise with a chuckle.
You fire breathers wouldn't know normal if it bit you in the ass.
You are correct, my friend,
Lenny said as he poofed into our conversation in a blast of smoke and fire.
I've been looking forward to your presence. You intrigue me.
Damn, that was a fine entrance. I almost peed my goddamn pants,
Junior bellowed as he hopped up and shook hands with an amused Lenny.
You're one sneaky mother humper.
I had to agree. Lenny scared the hell out of me often, and seemed to enjoy the fact immensely.
Would you be available to have a chat with me later this afternoon?
Lenny asked politely.
Well, my calendar is pretty free seeing as I'm here to help y'all out, so I'd be happy to.
Junior said with a twinkle in his eye.
I've got some questions for you, too.
2 o'clock, Lenny asked.
Works for me,
Junior replied. Lenny nodded to Junior and me, and then exited the same way he'd arrived, in a cloud of purple smoke. His magic was awe-inspiring to even me, and I turned into a golden fire-breathing dragon.
That is one powerful sumbitch,
he said with respect. No one I knew could swear with as much reverence as Junior. He brought cursing to a new level of esteem. They broke the mold after he was born, and I was so very grateful he was my friend.
You talked with Dwayne?
He asked softly. Yesterday, I whispered back with a smile. He said Daniel's doing well and the cows are besotted with him. From what Dwayne said, Daniel's running the show.
Everyone I know is in love with that little man. You done good with him, Dima.
Thank you. We sat in silence for a few minutes. I could see Junior's brain working a mile a minute. Several times he started to speak but stopped himself. After the third time, I was too curious to stay mute. Out with it, Wolf, I said. You clearly have something to say.
I do,
he agreed with a little wince.
But you gotta promise not to set fire to my ass when you hear it.
Shit, I muttered, and then heaved a huge sigh. This was going to be a doozy. It always was with Junior. I swear on my life not to set you on fire. Can I hold on to the option to punch you in the head?
Sure can, Junior said with a grunt of laughter. I'll survive a headbutt. The fire, not so much.
Shoot.
Well, Essie and I had a little talk before I came up here, and...
And? I asked, readying my left hook.
And we know that you're gonna die in a few months if you don't mate. I was hoping Seth was your man, and then it turned out he's a seer. Unless he's gonna do a Thornbird's thing and turn his back on his calling. We're barking up the wrong tree on that one.
Where? I asked, confused and slightly annoyed.
You're one of us, Dima. Once you join our pack, we crawl so far up your ass and into your business there ain't no way out.
He explained as if this was a logical occurrence.
Well, the sentiment is lovely. The analogy was gross,
I replied, and tried not to let him see how moved I was by the fact that he cared enough to tell me something that could end in his getting throat punched.
So the way I see it, you should mate with Nikolai. Essie and Granny are convinced he's your true mate. You're wasting precious time here, girlie.
I can't.
You're starting to sound like my Sandy,
Junior said, eyeing me with raised eyebrows.
You and me both know it's just a matter of time and me keeping my willy in my pants before she says yes. Is Nikolai a man whore?
He asked seriously. A burst of laughter flew from my lips, and I laid back in the grass and grinned. Even when Junior was serious, he was funny. Sandy was lucky. No, I said as I stared at the puffy clouds. Nikolai is not a man whore.
Small man tool?
He suggested with a wink. No, I said as I turned over on my stomach and gave my friend the middle finger. His man tool is just fine.
Are you attracted to him?
Yes.
Think about him all the time?
Yes.
Is he a good person?
Yes.
An arrogant jackhole?
Why would that be a good thing? I asked, confused.
Because you're too strong to be with some wimpy girly man,
Junior explained. Damn it, I had to agree with that one.
Can you imagine your life without him in it?
He went on. Shit, I mumbled. The answer was no, I couldn't imagine my life without him, but...
Then what's the damn problem here?
The problem is Daniel. Wait, that came out wrong. Daniel is my miracle. But he'd be a problem for Nikolai, I snapped and got to my feet.
Explain,
Junior said as he tensed. It doesn't matter what I want, or even what fate intended, if it's not good for my son. There is no way in hell a dragon would willingly raise another dragon's son. All through our history, stepchildren have been killed by the new male in order for his line to be pure. No dragon is worth the life of my son.
Are you freaking serious? You people kill children?
Junior shouted, completely offended and pissed off. Well, I hedged. My father did it to my mother's child from another mating, so yes, it has happened, and I won't risk it.
Stop me if I miss something here,
he said as he slowly sat back down and put his elbows on his knees.
We're comparing your psychotic sperm donor's behavior to the behavior of all other men?
No, I insisted, wondering for a moment if I was. Junior didn't understand dragons. How could he? He was a wolf.
You don't actually know if that bull honky you just spouted would apply to anyone other than the sick fuck who sired you, correct?
He asked. Well,
I'm correct, he answered for me. Have you even told Nikolai about Daniel? Have you given him a chance to make a decision about this himself?
Well,
I'm gonna go with a nope on that one,
Junior said as he shook his head at me like a disappointed parent. Junior, while I appreciate you being all up my butt, I'm Daniel's mother, and if there's even a small chance that my mating would harm him, even if it was fated to be, I won't do it. He was quiet for a few moments as he absently stared at the sky.
I'm not a seer. I can't read the future, but I'm going to tell you right here, right now, that you're making a mistake.
Junior, I... He held up his hand to stop me.
Hang on. I'll support any decision you make because that's what a pact does. But I need to say my piece and I want you to think about it. Give Nikolai a chance to know about Daniel. Don't make his decisions for him.
Picking at the blades of grass, I avoided my friend's gaze. He had no children and couldn't understand my fear. What if Sandy had a child by another man? I questioned, wondering how he would feel the tables were turned. He didn't miss a beat.
I'd defend the child with my life, he said simply. I love Sandy. And therefore I love anything that is a part of her.
He was telling the truth, I was sure of it. But he was a wolf. Dragons were different.
You know something I don't?
He asked with a smirk on his handsome face. No, I said with a laugh. But I don't think Sandy is hiding a horde of children from you. But what I do know is that she is one lucky mother humper.
Can I get that in writing?
Junior asked with a silly grin.
I need all the help I can get.
How about I call her? I suggested as I got to my feet and